808s and cold takes. Three dudes and three shit opinions.
Welcome to 808s and cold takes. So for this episode, guys, we are doing something not new, but like new for us. We're doing a versus type ordeal. I don't know if you guys are familiar with versus that Triller and Ciroc hold, where they put, I mean, most recently Ja Rule and Fat Joe, just two legendary artists, and they both take 20 songs and pitch them against each other, and it's not really decided on stage, but like between stage presence and then just overall hits, audiences decide who had the better set or who had the better song. Divvy it up, decide who wins, yada yada. So I've been thinking about that a lot lately, so I made some of my own type of verses, if you will. And the one we're gonna do today is a pretty obvious one, and we're gonna do Trippy Red versus we're gonna do Lil Uzi Vert versus his vampire brother Playboi Carti.
They might play video games together,
but
not today.
All right, then.
Oh, yeah.
That was poorly executed, bud.
That was very, very well executed.
Okay, I'm touching you in real life. obviously, as we know, their music have both kind of taken an artistic turn away from each other, especially in later years with Carti's weird fucking Satan worship music. But overall, through the years, their music has been really similar, and I thought they would correspond well.
They work well.
Yeah, for this type of game. So
they're both just as big as each other.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll not really much else to say. Basically, it's split in half. 10 song round versus and then halftime, and then another 10 song round. We'll decide. I'm thinking as a group we decide, kind of like how we did with the bracket, where it was like even if we all pick a different one, the majority rules.
Okay.
Type thing. Yeah. So we'll do that and decide song for song. Yeah. We'll just jump right into it. What I did, I don't know if they do this for the actual verses, but I just matched songs up. I took like Uzi's biggest 20, Carti's biggest 20, with like a few exceptions. We didn't do any features, and there were a couple songs that like us as a group, I know we really like.
Yeah.
So like I added those in there, even if they're not as big. You know, whatever, I don't care. Yeah, we'll see who comes out at the top, the tippity top. We'll stop at halftime and break down the numbers.
It's almost kind of like a bracket, what we're doing, but it's not going to be like a tournament style, though.
Yeah.
It's just like each song, whatever song wins, that's just like a tally. Like, that's a point.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Kind of like how they would do it in the actual live versus battles.
Right. So we'll just kick it off. Our first matchup is going to be... there it is. First matchup for today is Lil Uzi Vert's You Was Right versus Playboi Carti's Vamp Anthem from the critically acclaimed Whole Lotta Red. I know You Was Right. You know, yeah, I'm going to go with You Was Right. I was going to make a case Vamp Anthem, but like, I think I like You Was Right better, and it's just a overall bigger and better song, in my opinion.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I don't really care for either song.
Well, yeah, there's a few of those in here.
Oh, damn.
Then again, I'm not like the biggest fan of either of these guys, but I will say You Was Right has grown on me much more than Vamp Anthem has, so I'll go with You Was Right.
All right. You Was Right takes it, but what's your opinion on this, Carlos?
You Was Right. To me, it's just a lot more memorable, and it was a little bit more, I feel like, important to trap to where... Vamp Anthem, it is something different, but it didn't have the same impact.
Awesome. All right, so You Was Right takes that round. Our next round is going to be Erase Your Social from Lil Uzi Vert versus Long Time Intro by Playboi Carti.
I'm going to listen to Erase Your Social.
Right, flex on you haters. Hi, haters. Yeah. This is my world, so it's all in my favor. Yeah. I like all girls, yeah.
No, I walk with the racks on me.
Oh, it's that one? It's that one? Yeah. Okay. I feel like that song is so iconic, but so is the long time. That, like, I swear to God, every fucking Instagram hip hop meme is used the long time intro.
Yeah.
And him on stage crying.
Yeah, yeah. Like, every man. Look at my gown, I ain't go to play. I'd
rather die before I come in life. It's kind of flip a coin. I've never, like, I've always liked Erase Your Social, but I never liked how long it took for the fucking anything to kick in. Like, it was always just that.
We should also probably think about these in a set, like, versus setting too, like in a live setting. Should we? Probably.
I didn't even think about that, but sure, we can do that. I would rather see Erase Your Social live over a long time. But then I would go back and I'd rather see Vamp Anthem live than You Was Right. But that is in the past. I'm going to go with Erase Your Social then. Even though Erase Your Social takes a little bit to kick in for me, and it's not one that I really go back to off that album, I'll take it over a long time, I think.
I think I might go a long time on this one, just because that beat's so iconic, you know? It's just so iconic, you know? And it's like, meme culture is really like, it's like a GIF. That song is basically like a meme, but it's like, you know, you recognize it every time you hear it, you know?
Right.
I always think of that video where the guy's like drunk out of his mind and he's like passed out, and then his homies play the long time beat and he like wakes up and they're like, ah, like going nuts. You know what I'm talking about?
No, but it makes me think of the Spider-Man one where he's on the rooftop.
Oh, that one too.
And all the shit's crashing.
Like, every fucking meme in the world uses that song.
What a great song. So I'll stick with Erasure Social though. Carlos, you're the tiebreaker here. What are you taking?
Erasure Social, now I'm thinking about like in a live circle. It would kind of be like the usual like Uzi song now I think about it, but like long time because of like so iconic it is within like just trap and meme culture. I feel like people would start ascending and then like they would start moshing. So it's kind of like I'm moshing and throwing elbows, but it's because of this special moment. So I'm going to have to go with long time for me.
All right, long time wins that one.
Yeah, it's like I'm only moshing out of love, man. It's all good.
This one is going to be P's and Q's, the famous Chef Boyardee versus Number 9 by Playboi Carti, which, if you're not familiar with, is on his debut.
Shit, I'm gonna have to play that real quick.
I think I'm gonna take Number 9 because.
Wow.
P's and Q's. I don't know. P's and Q's is one of my favorite songs by Lil Uzi Vert, but I feel like it drags on a little too much. And I think I'd rather see Number 9 live than P's and Q's. So I'll go with Number 9, but...
Damn. I feel like P's and Q's, as soon as that accordion comes in, like everyone's just...
It's a great song.
I feel like it would fare much better live in that setting. And then also I kind of... Well, I don't really care for that song either. In fact, I'm just going to get that out of the way, honestly, with all these. Other than like a few songs, I'm probably not going to give a shit about a lot of these songs.
Yeah, this isn't the more gut-wrenching ones for us.
Yeah.
Like, there's a few on the Trippy and the Yachty one that I was like, oh boy. And I'm sure there's ones on the fucking YG and Schoolboy, even though I don't really care for Schoolboy like that. I know you do, so.
Yeah, I'll go P's and Q's.
Carlos?
I think I like the beat better to Number 9, to be honest. Like, P's and Q's, that beat is iconic, but, like, I'm not, like, the biggest fan of, like, how it's, like, a little bit slowed down. I wish it was, like, always, like, a little bit more, the tempo was up, so.
Number 9 over P's and Q's for you?
I think I'm gonna have to go with it.
Boy. I didn't expect that one, but it is what it is.
Remember, before Whole Lotta Red, I was, like, a big Carti fan and
shit. Yeah. Yep. All right, so Number 9 it is. Next up, we have New Paddock, the single by Lil Uzi Vert, versus Poke It Out with Nicki Minaj, the Playboi Carti song.
Damn. fuck.
On Die Lit, which...
I actually like both those songs.
I love both of those songs a lot. And a lot of people like don't like Poke It Out, and they think Nicki ruined it, but I don't really think Nicki... ruined that song at all.
She was a little annoying at first, but
like I
playboy.
Like, I'll still listen to the song a million times. They're like,
yeah, that beat
went on too long. And
that beat's
like,
too iconic. Yeah, you wanna come out? I start.
guess what? Whoa, whoa, baby, poke it out, whoa. Poke it out, poke it out, whoa. Baby, poke it out, poke it out, poke it out.
I'm gonna take New Paddock though,
because
that's my favorite Lil Uzi Vert song.
Oh, really?
Ever? Yeah.
Holy
so
shit!
I'll take that song, but Poke It Out is like a top three Playboi Carti song for me.
Damn, I think in terms of the live setting, I think they both do just as well.
Yeah, I would definitely rather see New Paddock live, I think. But again, it's my favorite by him.
Fuck. I'm going to go Poke It Out.
I'm about to take a New Paddock because, damn, like, Nicki Minaj, I never thought she did bad, but, like, it's like if she wasn't on, I wouldn't have mind.
If she wasn't on it, I would have just liked it more, so.
If she was never there.
If she just didn't exist.
Nah, she's cool, but I think I like New Paddock.
Shout out to the Barbies.
Shout out to you, Barbie.
Yeah.
All right.
The scariest motherfuckers on earth.
So, New Paddock takes that round. Round five is Myron by Lil Uzi Vert versus Foreign by Playboi Carti.
Which one was that again? Sorry, folks.
I just have them all on a playlist right now.
Hopping that motherfucking phone. And that motherfucker be wrong. Big gun, beat your zone.
City to city. All right. Well, am I going first?
I don't know. You look like you're going to say something.
I don't really care for Myron as much. It's a cool leak. Cool first opener to the Uzi versus the World 2 or whatever. But that beat for Foreigner is pretty fucking hard.
That's one of my favorite Pierre beats ever.
What would I see live more? Well, because like, I'm trying to think of what the people would go nuts to more.
People would care more about Myron.
Because it is so iconic.
But Foreign could probably hold its own, but...
Yeah, I'm going to go Myron.
Myron? I'm going to go Foreign, personally. That's, like, my favorite Pierre beat. I love that song.
Mm. Yeah, that's, like, a top three card song for me, so I'm going to have to go Myron. Not Foreign.
Foreign it is.
Damn.
Brayden, you haven't won any of yours. The next one is 7 a.m. versus Middle of Summer, or Middle of the Summer.
I'm in the hood with niggas on bottom. 3500
in
my
cardigan. Shot it gon' fall. What was the first one? 7 a.m.
Oh, God damn, that's the biz that I want. Oh,
God damn, diamonds all in my front. 7 a.m. Yeah, that dude, that's gonna go fucking nuts live. I'm 7 a.m.
A million folks. Times. 7 a.m. wins it, but Carlos, what do you think? Which one did you like more?
Probably 7 a.m.
Yeah, 7 a.m.
Oh, that's my God.
All right. The next one.
Uh-oh.
Prices versus RIP.
Oh, that's a good one.
Especially when you bring into the live aspect.
Oh, then I'm going to go with RIP.
I'm going Prices.
Yes. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, yeah. You is a lie. You is not come from these sides. You cannot come to these sides.
Yeah. I would die to see Prices live. In RIP, I just get punched in the face.
I feel like RIP goes, dude. Like, have you seen the videos of that song live? Holy fuck!
The one where he opens with the intro, like the no noise.
I'm gonna go RIP because I know it's gonna go harder live.
About seeing Prices live, like, all
I know,
summer.
I do, but like, it's RIP, bro. Fuck. All right.
Top versus Flatbed Freestyle. Flatbread Freestyle.
Flatbread.
Oh yeah.
I don't give a shit about Top. That song's really big with people. Flatbread Freestyle, I don't really care about it either, but like,
well, can you taking play Flatbread it alive, or Flatbed, whatever. Yeah,
taking it a live aspect, I think I'd rather see Flatbread.
Oh, this one? Yeah. This song's used a lot in memes too.
It's another Pierre beat.
Fuck.
Ooh. Yeah, that's one of my favorite Carti songs. I'm gonna have to go with that one.
I'm taking Flatbread too, so it won, but what do you pick, Brayden, Mr. Decisive?
I think they both would be the same live, I feel like. Because Top is really slow.
Yeah.
So I'll go the flatbread. Whatever the is it flatbed or flatbread?
Flatbed.
Oh, I was no, I, y'all I kept saying flatbread. Flat I'm well, like, I don't think Playboy Cardi would have named this song. I thought it was
flatbread this whole time.
Flatbread.
Up until right now.
It sounds like an Asher Roth song. Like 2010.
That's why I was always like, this song is fucking weird. Like, I've literally since, what, 2018?
Or like a Lonely Island flatbread. Song or something.
That's funny. All right. This next one.
Moldy bread freestyle.
Next is Bean versus Woke Up Like This. The two big hitters from Lil Uzi Vert, especially with us. And, you know, our love for Bean and Rolly and Kobe or whatever you want to call it. The infamous leak. Braden's lover.
I always remember it as Rolly.
Yeah. It'll always be Rolly to me.
Yeah.
And Woke Up Like This.
Probably Playboy Cardi's
biggest
song ever.
One of them. Aside from, like, Magnolia.
Oh, yeah, Magnolia. Yeah.
I love that song. But it isn't Rolly. So I'm gonna go Rolly, but it would be really cool to see if they did Woke Up Like This live, but both of them did it, because that would be cool. But
I think Woke Up Like This would probably fare better live, because everyone knows the lyrics to it.
Yeah.
But also I feel like Rolly, like, could you imagine that fucking beat live? Just and then
no. If you gon' run it up, that's all on you. You know I ain't ballin', usual like Kobe. Ooh, worry about a hater that don't know me. He say that he's too hard to comprehend.
He better fucking do that shit in Vegas too.
Dween, 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 dween.
Yeah, I would rather see Bean, because that's just the fact we like fought so hard away for it. Like,
yeah, we didn't think that song was ever gonna come out.
Yeah, no.
And then it came out, and we were like, yes,
I'll take Bean.
Yeah, I'll take Bean as well, but only because I love it too much.
All right, next one is Dark Queen versus Slayer from Blood of Red.
I don't remember either of those songs.
You don't remember?
Dear Mama, I don't wanna.
Dear Mama, I don't wanna sign up. No way, I'll chill, get in commas, kind of like my dad.
I listened to that album in its entirety and like one time when it came out.
This is just one of the bigger songs. That's why I'm surprised.
I remember like four songs from that album. The dumbass, breathe in, breathe out, shake that ass. That one, four, and then four. The Weeknd song.
And that's Slayer.
And the Pharrell song.
As long as everywhere I go, I get paper.
Everywhere I go, I get papers. Everywhere I go, I get papers.
Dude, they're so interchangeable for me. I feel like, the Uzi one's popular, you said?
Uzi's, I'd say, out of those two. That's one of the bigger songs off Love Is Rage, too.
All right, I'll do the Uzi one then.
Okay, I'm going to do Slayer because I like that song a lot. So, Carlos.
All right, Los.
Carlos is the deciding factor.
And both those songs I'm not too big on, but I feel like I'd be more energetic for the Slayer one. So, yeah, fuck
Slayer
it.
Slayer wins. And that's halftime. So,
now.
It's 4-6.
I missed the range.
4-6, Cardi, I believe. One.
As I say, it seems like Cardi's been getting more.
Well, once
you
started involving the live, I was like, well, I'd rather see all these Playboy Cardi songs live. So it's 4-6 Cardi right now. So okay. Cardi has it by a hair, and that's your halftime report.
back
to the game.
Welcome back.
Round two, I guess. Number one.
One out of two.
Sideline Watching. Do you know that song?
Sideline Watching?
Yeah.
By Uzi?
By Uzi.
No.
Jesus fuck. Versus Shooter.
Okay. By Playboy
Cardi. I know that one. Rari pulled off Ferris Bueller. Yeah. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me catch my breath. Yeah. Let me count these checks. Flex on my ex. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go Shooter.
Damn. I'm going Sideline Watching.
Oh, Shooter is a classic.
Shooter's iconic, bro. And that's going to go way better live, too.
Second you guys started involving this live shit,
well, cause,
like,
I mean,
it changed my entire point of view.
I'm just thinking about it in, like, because, I mean, the versus battles, they're in a live, you know, they're in that arena or whatever, so.
The next one is The Way Life Goes versus Magnolia.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't really give a shit about...
Is this the Nicki Minaj version or the...
Shut up. I don't give a shit about either of these songs, so damn. I'll let you guys decide.
I'm going to have to go with Magnolia easily.
Mm. Fuck. I feel like they both... Because I could picture Uzi doing that and everyone's like waving their flashlights on their phone back and forth. I know, yeah, to that shit. Like, that song was humongous.
Yeah, it's definitely bigger than
Magnolia. It's also Magnolia. I've seen ASAP Ferg do play Magnolia and then him rush us at the grass. And then that was when we rushed.
I saw that video.
It was because he played Magnolia and just hopped off the stage and dabbed everyone up. And then we fucking rushed it. Oh, fuck. I'm going Magnolia. Sorry.
Okay, Magnolia wins. You're not apologizing to anyone because nobody gives a shit about that song.
They beg to differ.
Next is Do What I Want versus Sky.
Okay, I know both those.
You do?
I know Sky.
Okay.
That's the leak, right? Or is that the other one?
That's the...
No, that's Neon, right?
That's Neon.
Fuck.
Sky is the...
Which one's Sky again?
Was the big one.
I told my boy gon' roll like 10 blends for me.
Okay. I just gotta hear the synths, and the pure synths, and then that's all I need to know.
Do What I Want.
Yeah, I know that song.
Cool.
I
would rather see Sky live.
Is that the first of the month song?
It's the first of the month.
Yeah. I think Sky would be a better song. And I like Sky more than...
I feel like those will both be the same live. I feel like people would react to those both the same. They're both pretty iconic.
Pocket Spider.
I'm going to have to go with Sky because like the hook on Do What I Want, I've always found it like kind of annoying.
Annoying.
Yeah. I always think of the shoulder rub dance he does. He does like...
Everybody better.
I'm gonna go Sky as well.
Okay, Sky sweeps it. The next one is Yes Sirski featuring 21 Savage versus Location, the most boring fucking song.
Yeah, sorry,
so,
Los.
Yes Sirski wins.
Yeah, I was even gonna say that.
I don't think I need to ask.
Hey, shout out to Harry Fraud though, man.
Yeah,
getting a Playboy Cardi fucking what do you call it?
Placement.
Placement. Yeah, that's fucking crazy, dude. Because he usually works with the underground guys, but.
Yeah, that's the only reason I like that song is just because of the beat. That's about it.
This song fucking sucks.
And the penguin standing and watching the sunset.
All right. Next one is EXO Tour Life versus Love Hurts featuring Travis Scott.
Ooh.
On Die Lit.
I like that beat a lot.
But it's EXO Tour Life. It's like the biggest rap song ever made.
Yeah, that would go harder live.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with that.
I'll go EXO Tour Life, but... Love Hurts could hold its own. The next one is pretty easy too. It's Sauce It Up versus New Choppa featuring ASAP Rocky.
Yeah. Easy pick.
That's
sorry.
New Choppa.
Sorry, Uzi.
Just for Rocky's part alone, I'd see it live.
I roll up the L of the Tommy's the Glocks. I love the lobby.
I roll up an L in the lobby. My partner's got wops and it's probably a Glock or a Tommy. From H to the E, double hockey sticks. Keep a chopper, chop you if you try me, bitch.
Oh, fuck, bro.
It's going back faster than I thought.
Yeah, it's
all right.
Some high school shit right there.
Next one is Sangui in Paradise. Do you know that song?
Yes.
Versus Choppa Won't Miss.
That's the... Dun, 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 dun.
That's right. Sangui in Paradise. Yeah, I thought you were singing Choppa Won't
Miss. No.
Choppa
Won't Miss?
Choppa Won't Miss is the one with Young Thug.
Oh, that's like one of my easy like top three favorite Nudie song, like collaborations. I'm going to go with that one.
Or it's with Thug. It's not Nudie.
Country thugger. Beautiful thugger girls.
Thugger.
Howdy, partner.
I'll take Choppa Won't Miss a million fucking times. Were you just singing?
I was thinking of the Chief Keef.
Is that the Young Gravy song?
Yeah, I fucked up.
Oh, that's funny.
What was the Uzi one?
Flowing in a Tyrone or Money Flowing in a
Tyrone.
Oh,
come on. That song's awesome.
Okay.
That would go stupid live.
So Choppa Won't Miss wins.
Oh, fuck, dude. That would go stupid live.
I'm going to take Choppa Won't Miss over that song. Yeah, not to say it wouldn't go stupid.
Damn.
But I'd rather see Choppa Won't Miss.
Yeah, and I mixed that up with one of the songs. Yeah, that's a thugger, but that's still dope as fuck. I'd see that.
All right.
The next one. It's 20 Minutes versus I Love You, I Hate You.
I think that's like my favorite Uzi song, so I'm going to go with 20 Minutes.
To be honest, I don't even remember the Cardi song, but it's 20 Minutes, so.
It's the one with the...
Oh! That's another meme song right there, too.
Great song. That's my favorite off that album. Not one of them. I'm going to take 20 minutes, though.
Yeah.
20 minutes it's, live. It's like, as minutes. Much as I love you, I hate you, 20 minutes live goes too crazy. The next one is Futsal Shuffle versus his Atmos single.
God. Oh, this is summer. Easy. Futsal easy.
Shuffle.
That's funny because they came out around the same time,
like,
too.
Yeah, one of them came out in, like, there was, like, 4 or 5 months apart, but It was when they both started dropping stuff again.
Yeah, and this is like easily to me like my least favorite Kari song. Like this is the one I feel like that made me not a fan of his. But.
And then he had another song on the album just called Meh, which went fucking stupid. Yeah.
Damn, nice New York accent, man. That was sick.
Okay.
Okay. And I like Futsal Shuffle. That's not
Futsal
even,
Shuffle goes hard as
that's
fuck.
Not even a that's not even a like a pick between the two bads. I actually enjoy Futsal Shuffle.
Futsal Shuffle is like a sleeper kind of low key, because that was supposed to be his big single, but it didn't really perform as well as like his
got
other ones.
Shitted on.
Yeah.
But all right. The last one. Money Longer versus New Neon. Which is just Neon.
Oh.
Playboi Carti.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'd rather see Money Longer.
Yeah, I would too.
Damn, I would.
You know Money
Neon.
Longer. Money Longer would blow that out of the water, though, live, Neon. Though.
Yeah, you're true. Yeah, that's true.
That shit live would fucking go,
That
though.
Would go too, though.
Daddy Monica.
I love Molly Raw. That ends the whole game. So now as I count.
Damn. Is it tied?
That ended 5-5, which means Carti wins by a single point.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, so he wins by two technically.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was 4-6. So he wins 11-9. So Carti wins.
Damn.
There's that. We'll have to get it with artists that we actually care about.
I low-key thought Uzi was going to take that, but... Huh.
It's the second you said the live thing, all of my answers changed.
It's because I picked R.I.P. over.
It's because you picked R.I.P. over Prices.
That's right.
The song that we dream about seeing live together and kissing under the stars.
Well, it'll happen.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. All right, then.
That was quicker. That was a quick little thing,
it's a
too.
Quick little idea that we had. It'd be funner if it was stuff that like we're very invested in.
And I guess to our audience, if you're going to go out to shows, I guess just get the vaccine, as little as that can do so. It's going to get easier to go to these
Unless
shows.
Unless you want to keep testing yourself all the time.
I don't got enough time for that shit. I'm sorry, cuz.
Yeah.
All right, bro. All
right. Thanks for listening, folks.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to 808s and Cold Takes.